Music from America, presenting Fritz Kreisler. Once again, we bring you Music from America, featuring the greatest operatic and concert artists of the day, with the symphony orchestra under the direction of Donald Voorhees. Mr. Kreisler has prepared another of his varied programs, ranging from the classical to the romantic, and will be heard in two movements of a concerto by Viotti and in familiar compositions by Massenet and Dvorak. For his opening presentation of the evening, Fritz Kreisler turns to a seldom-heard romantic work of the 18th century. This is the piece he intended to play on his last appearance, but which had to be canceled because his personally edited copy was not available. Assisted by Donald Voorhees, Fritz Kreisler plays the lovely Andante and brisk Agitato Assai from the Concerto No. 22 in A minor by Giovanni Viotti. Mr. Kreisler.
Thank you.
We hear from the orchestra as they play the delightful overture to The Secret of Suzanne by Wolf Ferrari. Chrysler instantly brings to mind his many beautiful compositions. However, aside from being active as a composer, he has also greatly enriched the literature of music with his brilliant arrangements for the violin, a labor of love which he still carries on today. One of these arrangements is his setting of the Tango in D by Albéniz, which he plays for us now. Fritz Chrysler.
Thank you.
closing group, Fritz Kreisler has chosen two favorite pieces from his extensive repertoire. The first is the lovely melody by Massenet, a violin solo in the form of an intermezzo. Fritz Kreisler plays the Meditation from Thais. Sometime near the turn of the century, when Fritz Kreisler was winning his great initial fame in Europe, he was besieged by many composers to play their music, for Kreisler's choice was almost certain to become the world's choice. One of these composers was a quiet man named Antonín Dvořák, who invited Fritz Kreisler to look over some of his compositions. There, in Dvořák's study one evening, our artist sat on the floor for hours, poring through great stacks of piano music, until he came to a certain book containing a number of short pieces. He thumbed through the book page by page, then stopped, and after a moment's pause, he said, "Mr. Dvořák, this one is very lovely, but marked perhaps a bit too fast." May I play it at my own tempo? The answer was a grateful yes. And so Fritz Kreisler arranged this piano piece for violin and introduced it to the world. Tonight, Mr. Kreisler plays again this familiar piece for which we are all grateful. Dvorak's celebrated Humoresque.